Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast. Time for the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast.
Welcome to the MIP. In the name of this is something I love, this, the 2021 Super Wild Card Weekend.
22.
But this is the 2021 season.
Oh.
Still the 2021 season.
Excuse me.
This is the 2021 Super Wild Card Weekend. It's attached to the season. It is 2020.
Confusing people out there, Michael.
Oh, right. You should just leave this in as is, just like this, with you interrupting me and all of this, because everything that comes across, it says 2021 Super Wild Card Weekend. You know what? Because I don't, that confuses me a lot, too. It confuses everybody. That's why I just said Super Bowl 30, because it's the 95 season. 92, 93, 94, 95 season, but we won that in 96. You know right. What I'm saying? You win it next year. And it's so funny. Dude, listen. Deion and I were shooting a commercial the other day, and we'll talk about this. And he was saying, we wrote in the pass interference in the 94 championship game. You know, you can't say it certain ways, but you can write in. He was like, yeah, you should say, oh, yeah, the only way thing you got away with is pass interference. Pass interference in the 94 championship game. Then as we were talking about it, I said, then that's great, man. We put it in. I said, but let's just say in that championship game, we don't have to tell these kids that weren't even born how old we are. You know what I'm saying, dog? Because 94, you know how it's 2022. 94 seems eons ago.
It does. It was. It's
2022. That's 30 years. That's almost your lifetime right there.
I'm 33. I'm doing the math right now. I was six years old watching that game.
Right. That's been your lifetime. Speaking of, and I thought about when I was studying, I saw that, and we'll talk about this too, with the Cincinnati Bengals. That's the last time they won a playoff game. 30 years ago. Dog! You went 30 years without even winning a playoff game.
Joe Burr about to change that.
Dude, but do you know how wild that is? Now, Cowboys, they're complaining because it's been 30 years since they've been to a Super Bowl. Okay. But Bengals are 30 years. Man, let's jump into cover. Let's jump into talking about this, because this is what this is about. 20 to 2021 season Super Wild Card Weekend is happening. And there's so much that's going on with each of these teams that make this so thrilling, so thrilling. And then, Sean, that lurking X factor. Each game has an X factor. We call that X factor a player that may jump up and do something great. But as we have X factors inside the game, we got an X factor running around here outside the game called COVID. Called COVID as we go through this playoff season. You see what I'm saying? So you got to make sure as you're doing your thing and discovering your X factors on the field to help you win, that none of those guys discover the X factor off the field that will make you and help you lose. So let's dive right into all of these circumstances and things that are going on for this Super Wild Card Weekend. That first game, Raiders-Bengals. Dog, this game right here, I have to say first, as we jump into this, wow, to how the Raiders handled this whole season. That's to be commended. That's some kudos for how they handled this season. After losing their coach, after the horrific stuff that happened with the wide receiver, all the things that happened off the football field, to be able to garner and come together and with the interim coach be the first team to make the playoffs with the interim coach. That's to be something. That's something to be commended. But boy, they're going up against these Bengals. And we were just talking about this. We were just playing about this. Now, dude, 30 years. 30 years since you won a playoff game. And now you have Joe Burrow. You got Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. You got Joe Mixon. Do you know what that atmosphere is going to be like in Cincinnati? Sean, it's going to be. I mean, imagine going hungry for something. I'm talking about you wake up in the morning, you're hungry by breakfast. And if you don't eat breakfast, you hungry by lunch. If you don't eat lunch, you're starving by dinner. Then what meal are they on 30 years later? How starving are these people, crowd? You see what I'm saying? This is 30 years of skipping meals. If you skip breakfast, you starving by lunch. You skip lunch, you're hangry and about to kill somebody at dinner. Well, where are the Bengals after 30 years of skipping meals, of having that sensation of eating a playoff victory? This is going to be, I don't know. See, we have to open up our minds. Stop looking at the game only. The X's and O's, though, they are beautiful. We can break down those X's and O's and how Joe Burrow throws that ball. And Jamar Chase, one of the greatest young talents. The X's and O's are great. But the stories around it is insane. And that Raiders-Bengals game, the stories around both of those are really, really incredible stories. And I can't wait to see which way this plays out. I got the Bengals winning this football game. And I just think it's going to be too much. If those dudes can handle this moment and receive this, this could be something for the Bengals where they're like, oh, man, that was great. That's what we want all the time. And then that talent, that young talent rises up and do something. I just see it being a little bit too much for the Raiders. But I'm going to say this. What's great about this playoffs, each one of these teams, any one of these teams, some may be a slim chance, but every one of these teams got a chance. That's the good part. And that's why we talked about it, Sean. We didn't have that X and the Y to almost 15 week 16 of the season. This thing really is that balanced thing that they always wanted. Now, where everybody really gets a chance, at least everybody in this playoffs, because I'm telling you, I'm taking the Bengals, but the Raiders do have a chance if they come out playing and Waller and Renfro and all of those boys are lighting it up. And you keep it close. All you got to do is keep it close. I think the Raiders won like 5 or 6 games this year on the last play. Like six of the victories came on the last play. Do you know what that says? That's stick-to-itiveness. That dude, we done went through enough out here. Ain't that going to crack us in here where you play that kind of ball. I mean, like 6-0. And so all of that, it's just phenomenal. That's why that's going to be a great game to watch, man. But and how does rubber match? And I'm going to tell you guys this too. It's Pats versus Bills, the Saturday night game. I don't think I've ever done this, but everywhere I've gone, I've missed on this. You know, the first game I called the Bills to win. Then, boy, New England just pound them out, just physical them. And then the second game, I said, oh, they'll try the physical. But Buffalo threw the ball, and Josh Allen had an incredible, incredible game. This game is supposed to be one of the coldest games in NFL history.
Right.
This game is supposed to be freezing. Now, not windy. That's what happened in the first matchup between the Pats and the Bills. Not windy, but it's going to be freezing. And when it's freezing like that, the ball is heavy. The ball is heavier. and it gets a little slicker. So now we ask this question, how does this weather affect the Patriots? It doesn't at all. It doesn't at all, because the Patriots are going to run and play physical football. They want to run the ball. When they do throw the ball, they want to throw short passes and everything. So the short passes, it's harder when it's cold and when you got freezing in 5-degree weather, is going to be crazy. For you to throw that ball down the field with the same oomph on it. And Buffalo goes up the field with that ball. I'm still believing that Buffalo wins this game. But boy, I'm a little worried. Sean, I think they played, this is the third time they've been played in 6-7 weeks. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's almost like you've been, boy, that's Bill Belichick living with you, now crawled up in your bed. I don't think, there's nothing you do that Bill Belichick won't know. And I'm promising you, this is going to be the key. Bill's going to fool Josh Allen a couple of times. He's going to get him because he's going to give him something brand new. And how devastating is his getting? If his getting is devastating enough, like it's an interception, pick six, then New England come up and win this game. If they could get him like that, you know, but if we take back. But if he gets him for an interception, but Josh Allen still turns around and do some Superman stuff, Buffalo can still come out on top of this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you either gotta hit Superman with some super stuff. Because you can't let him be Superman. He's going to win the game. One of these things are going to be super. It's going to be incredible. If you get that interception and make it a pick six, the Patriots will have a chance to win this game. But if you don't make it a pick six, you ain't going to be able to completely shut down Josh Allen. And Josh Allen will do some Superman stuff and win the game. I got the Bills winning that game. I'm going to say on one of my shows that I need – the reason the Pats, I'm not as confident in the Pats. It's just I don't think they got any outside killers. You need outside killers when you get down. That's the problem they've been having, getting down. You need so I'm calling for Osborne to step up and do some Kendrick Osborne, step up and make some plays like he was doing toward the middle of the season when he was getting ready to take off. I was like, he's ready to go be a next level receiver. We're going to need that on the outside game to give the Pats a chance. And if he do get that, then the Pats will have a chance to win this game. But if you're asking me, I'm taking the Bills to win that game. That's that Saturday lineup. We used to get three games on that Saturday lineup, but the NFL said, you know, I don't know, we're going to move one of these games to Monday night. So Saturday, now we get those two games, and those are going to be two great games. Then the Sunday come in, and this Philly at Tampa, this is, and I know a lot of people, and I'll talk about this next, a lot of people have been talking about the most interesting game. Oh, San Francisco at Dallas. San Francisco at Dallas. It's the game. Stop it. I understand it because it's a tradition. It's a great tradition there. I played in it. I watched it for years, and then I played in it. Or should I say I dominated it? Yes. I dominated it. That's what I did for a few years. I dominated it. That's what happens. So we'll get to that series. But dude, listen, there's some history with this Philly Tampa playoff stuff too. Now, remember Big Fella. I remember Big Fella and them coming on, man. And I remember Big Fella. They were going to Philly to try to win. Remember, they had some pretty good defenses. But they would go to Philly. They just could get through that cold weather in Philly. Philly would always get them, you know. So they have some history in this series, too. And I'm going to tell you something. It's enough to fear. Let me tell you why I'm saying this now. It's enough to fear if you're Tampa Bay. I believe, and I'm on record saying, as we laughed, as we joked, as we kiki'd and caw-cawed and wondered just how crazy he is or if he needs help or whatever we might have thought. When I saw that unveiling, that undressing, and then that walking, jumping, skipping, and jogging off the field in Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Antonio Brown, jog, skip, ran off the field, I was looking right in back of him. I saw the ring, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ring, dancing, skipping, and jumping right off the field with him. When he ran off the field, it ran off the field. You can't tell me. Listen to y'all. Listen to me now. Listen to me. Listen to me. You can't tell me that you can have three number one receivers, lose two, the third is hampered. You pick up a John Brown, put him on your practice squad because you know you need help. Tampa Bay is vulnerable right now. Vulnerable right now. I know they had a great run defense and they did great against the run. The year they won Super Bowl, they always do great against the run. They got a whole lot of people that are returning for the playoffs that are coming back off significant injuries. And you're going up against the number one rush team in the NFL. Oh, there's a chance. There's a real chance here. There's a real chance that Philly can go in, and I'm telling you, to steal this game some kind of way. It's going to take one of them. Wow. Jalen Hurts is the next something kind of game. That's what he'll have to play. But there is a chance. And what's going to be beautiful in this is Tom Brady left New England to go and play with this top talent all around him. And he's right back to where he started. He has to pull some people up. He has to pull John Brown up. He has to pull up Rashard Perriman. He has to pull up some players to win his next Super Bowl. And nobody doubts that he could do it. That's the great part. Nobody doubts that he could do it. We just want to see it. One more. We just want to see it one more.
Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller, come on along.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what he got to do now. Scotty Miller, all of them. And remember now, Scotty Miller, and we're talking about this too. Scotty Miller was such a big part last year. Remember catching those touchdowns right before the half?
Big touchdown right before the half against the Packers.
Changed the whole complexity of that game, coming back.
They're back with that play.
Right. He hasn't had that impact this year. He hasn't had that impact, but he'll have to jump on it some kind of way. And on the other foot, if Philly gets a chance, it's going to be one of those Devontae Smith has to do something too. It's not going to be that Jalen Hurts can just use his legs. You know, he's going to have to use his arms and do something great with it. And it doesn't have to be like a 300-400-yard day. It has to be a connected great day with somebody like a Devontae Smith going for 130 yards. Maybe he throws for 198 yards or 206 yards. Mm-hmm. But he had that one explosive dude that got off.
It's going to be Dallas Goedert over the middle bailing him out.
The thing is this. You want what you want, what they will want is big plays and scores. Now you're gonna take away possessions by running. You take away possessions from Tom Brady, but you can't end those possessions, your possessions, with just 3 points. You're gonna need some big points, you need some scores, because that's going to put the pressure back on them. If you driving that ball, but you're only putting up three, it's less pressure because Tom goes down and gets seven. But one time, you know what I mean? He's back on top. You just did all those two long drives, 3 points. So yeah, you're going to need some big plays to put some big points on the board to keep it going. But it's going to be great. Are you RSVPing yes this holiday season? Express has you covered with outfits for every single invite. Shop at Express this holiday season for confidence-boosting styles and gifts. Designed for real life versatility, made with quality and built for comfort. Now, y'all know me. I'm in three different cities every week during all the shows that I do. So, you know, I need to be prepared for every occasion. And to me, comfort is the most important because I do so much traveling. I need jeans that move with me. And their FlexX jeans are the stretchiest in the game. Express should be your go-to destination for holiday style. And trust me, you know I know style. Check out their flannel jackets, sharp blazers, and handsome bombers. We're talking warm wool blends and knits, cool patterns, reversible details, and more. Layer up and level up your game, fellas. RSVP, yes, this holiday. Unwrap festive new styles, holiday deals, and more at express.com or in stores. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Because I want to be a cowboy, baby. With a
top left back and the sunshine shining. Cowboy, baby. Let's get to the game that we need to talk about. Stop playing. Let's stop holding this thing back, man. San Francisco, Dallas. That's the game. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm talking about this Sunday, too, Sean. What kills me is everybody. All week long.
Every time I turned on the TV or the radio, every analyst, I started it. I said this early. I didn't want San Francisco as Dallas' first matchup. I was like, man, that's a tough matchup. Tough matchup for anybody. Because they can control that clock with that run game. And Cal is masterful with it. It's a tough matchup for anybody. I didn't want it for Dallas. I did not want it because it was going to require all parts working together to beat them. And quite honestly, now my head knows the truth, even though my heart hurts when my head says it. But I believe San Fran wins on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And usually, if you win on both sides of the line of scrimmage, you will win the game. There's no getting around that. I believe San Fran wins on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And I've been worried all week. And then every analyst, announcer, everybody said the same thing that I was saying. Now, I was saying it because that's what I saw. But when they say it, it sounds like haterade. Haterade! That's what I'm saying. It's more of the S.A. syndrome. That's what I call it, the Stephen A. syndrome. They just want to see us destroyed, right? It's everywhere. And so here's what happened. Since everybody's been talking about it, Sean, man, this team is so fierce. The worst matchup for Dallas. This is a physical football team. I don't know. They'll run the ball. They'll run the ball down. So the game's about matchups. And this matchup, not a good matchup for Dallas. What team you think is most likely to get upset? Oh, Dallas. Dallas. We heard it everywhere. It's all they heard in Dallas. I'm telling you, I just left it. It's all they even talk about Dallas. We heard it everywhere. Now, the thing I was worried about, the thing I considered a liability may just be an asset. I heard about Nick Bosa calling out the Big Bow, calling out Tyron Smith. Tyron Smith, I don't know if I ever told y'all this story, but I mean, listen, man, my boy Bruce Irvin and all of them, it's my boy, man, he's my boy. Bruce Irvin a bad man coming around that corner. But I called Bruce Irvin right now and I asked him, we were all doing a camp one day and we were sitting around talking in the locker room, just laughing, telling stories about who the baddest man, football players do this too. Who's the baddest dude you ever went up against? We do it at the Hall of Fame, and it'd be some dudes in there. Oh, it's incredible stuff, just incredible stuff. But we were doing it in this locker room. And Bruce Irvin was saying, he said, man, Michael, he said, toughest dude I went up against. He said, that dude y'all got over there, boy, that Tyrone Smith, boy. He said, listen, man. He said, we were playing. And I was looking all good. I was feeling all good. My whole family were there. I waved. Yeah, baby. He was a young dude. He said, boy, I'm finna go around this door so quick. Because Bruce Irvin, quick, he get around. You go, so I'm finna go around this dude so quick. He's waving all in his family. Hey, baby. The kids looking. Hey, daddy. Hey, daddy, love you. And then he went on the field after seeing him. He said he lined up and they snapped the ball. See, I took off so fast, I thought I had bit the corner. He said, but that big old dude, Tyrone, he said he grabbed me and he held me. He said, man, I couldn't move. He said, it's the strongest dude I ever saw in my life. This, I ain't never feel this kind of strength. He said, I was in the air and the dude was holding me. I was shaking loose. He said, I told him, boy, let me go. My kid's watching this. He said, I swear to you, he said, he told Tyrone, man, let me go. My kids are watching this. He couldn't get loose. He said, dude, that's the strongest dude I ever went up against. And I believe Nick Bosa. You just woke him up. If you want to call that bear sleep, I think you just woke him up. So what I'm telling y'all, man, all this noise that's been talked all week in the hopes with that SA syndrome of the Cowboys losing that great liability is really an asset because this is what they're using in the locker room right now. This is an opportunity. They're going to get their manhood questioned before they step on the football field. Now this become the gas.
So you're saying they're not being told all week, hey, this team is better than you. They're being told all week, this team's going to push you around.
Dominate you. Embarrass you. Hurt you. Come into your house and take your man and walk out and leave you manless. That's what he's been. Oh, so now, how do you handle this? My concerns were not understanding and not realizing this moment for the Cowboys. I was like, man, I hope they don't come out playing around, man. Everybody has to be on point. Now I know they will be. Because it's not their skill that's being questioned. It's their man that's being questioned. And everybody to a man, everything you've heard, Sean, everything everybody out there has heard, has said how they are about to dominate the Dallas Cowboys and how they're much more physical than the Dallas Cowboys. And I admit, my guys like to go to the quarterback. These guys like to lean and come forward and lean on you until they wear you down. If they get this ball first, if San Francisco gets this ball first, I guarantee you Kyle Shanahan is going to run. He'll try to run it right down their throat. He's going to test them. Let's see. And honestly, let me tell you how crazy that is. Those first 15 plays, you don't want to just all run because you're really trying to find out coverages. What coverage you go to when I do this? That's what people talk about in the first 15. So the coaches are taking notes. Oh, okay. When I get a split backfield, slot receivers on this side, you go to cover three. Okay. When I go two by one, two on one side, one on the other, oh, you go cover one. You see what I'm saying? So now you come back to certain formations and you run, you come back to the same formations trying to dictate those same coverages, but you put a different play on it that has man beaters if they go to cover one. You get what I'm saying? So that's why people always tell you, when you hear people say, oh, he's going over his first 15. Everybody always tell. I don't even know if you guys understand when they say that, why they're saying it, you know, but that's why they're saying it. So they going over your first 50 and you start just pounding the ball, that's attitude setting, because you're not getting the information that you really want, if you, that you really need for the rest of the game. So when he says, I'm just going to smash mouth you, I don't even care about that information right now. I'm just going to beat your soul. Do y'all understand that? Do you understand what I'm saying? You ain't finna just tell me to beat my soul. You just gonna buy, just forego all this information and just gonna run the ball down my throat. You think I'm this soft? You think I'm a stand for this? This is what I'm talking about. It's about to be challenged and about to be questioned. And it should be, listen to the word I use. It should bleed the best out of the Dallas Cowboys. Bleed the best out of the Dallas Cowboys. You don't ever bleed. And it's pleasurable. You know, blood doesn't signal, oh, here comes the greatness. It signals some kind of pain. They will be the best out of the Dallas Cowboys, and that's what they need. That's all we need to know. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Dak Prescott has to be on point. Has to be on point. And he can help stop the bleeding. But he has to be so sharp. I mean, sharp, sharp. He can't be even 17 points sharp early. Oh, yeah, 17 points early. Oh, what's San Fran? Came back from 17 just a week ago. So in their minds, even if he's 17 points up early, they say we still right here. We can still make you bleed like we made the Rams bleed. I'm talking about he has to be so sharp that he's still here. I need to see 21-24 up early. This got to be first half. These got to be first half numbers. You got to put up 21-24 point first half numbers in order to walk away with this game. Dak is going to have to play. Dak and Amari Cooper. I'm giving it to you specifically. Dak and Amari Cooper, because this, I'm so worried about what Debo Samuel and George Kittle can do if they get loose in that secondary. So even if you go up and you start taking down or taking out their opportunity to make you bleed with the run game, you still got to turn around and deal with two of the very best at their position. The very best. The only hope you have there is, would Jimmy Garoppolo give us one? Trying to get it to them. That's the kicker right there. And I'd rather you play that game dealing with these two beasts, Samuel and Kittle, that are bad boys. But Jimmy G trying to get it to them. And we're stretching him out and give Diggs some opportunities to change that game. That's how that game going. I got Dallas winning that game. But, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be some incredible stuff. And worried they're watching, because everybody is going to tune in with that old disease, the SA syndrome, hoping the Dallas Cowboys lose. Everybody. And I told them boys when I went over there today, I hadn't been on First Take for a few weeks, you know, COVID and all those situations. And if I have to show back up Monday after not being on there for a few weeks with this joker Stephen A, and y'all done lost the game? We shall not even discuss those things anymore. We should not discuss those things anymore. That's just not going to happen. Sean, when we started talking today, you I asked you a question. I asked us. You said, "What team you thought had no chance this playoffs, this super wild card playoff weekend? Out of all these matchups, which team you said you think had no chance?"
The Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers, man. And that's why this is one of those other great stories too. I love this.
But this is Ben's last chance. That's the one thing that could pull him out of this.
And we all want to see if the great hand in that great man can raise up from this dead. Can you raise up and have this one last run that we will talk about for years to come? Remember the year Ray Lewis had got hurt? Ray Lewis had an arm, and then he hurt his arm. Then he made it on the season that he was going to retire. This was last season, and the Baltimore Ravens rallied, raised up, and got Ray that white cloud to walk out on. Can the Steel City of Pittsburgh, can the fellas play with the steelness on the field? Steel courage about what they are about to do and go and shock the world and win this game. I can see in the locker room, people are saying, you know, it was Ben's last game. I know nobody gave us a chance, but we believe and we want to do great things for our leader because Ben has done so many great things here for Pittsburgh. And we did it. Mama, we did it, Mama. We beat him. We did it. As he looks into the cameras, you can see this thing happen. I'm telling you, it's going on.
Pittsburgh.
I don't put anything past. I'll get what y'all say. I don't put anything past Mike Tomlin, man. And you can't put anything past Pittsburgh defense. Pittsburgh defense can muster up that kind of game and get an early turnover and make Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs just maybe not go live back there, but ponder and wonder back into those early days of this season when they were turning the ball over. You get a couple of those turnovers, keep this game close, and then let Big Ben come in and get that last drive. I was watching the game that they played earlier this year, and he threw a couple of passes that were, he threw one down the middle of the Claypool. I was watching him. Claypool went up and got it. Went and got it. Then he came right back to him, next play, down the sideline, back shoulder. That was their deep balls. You're going to see some of those this weekend. They're going to be throwing some of those balls. If Claypool comes away with that big game that I was talking about Devontae Smith having with Ben, just three or four of those 50-50 balls, well, I'm going to tell you something. There's a chance there. There's a chance. That's that big play, that defense. T.J. Watt, if T.J. Watt can make it miserable for Patrick Mahomes, T.J. Watt's bad dude, boy. God almighty, congratulations to getting those sacks, man. Getting that sack record, man. That's insane. T.J. Watt is what? This is the game. This is the game. But I'm taking the Chiefs on that. I'm taking the Chiefs to win that game. I actually got the Chiefs to kind of get through the AFC. But I believe Pittsburgh got a slim chance, and this is what it is. Now, I do believe that Monday night game, the Cards and the Rams, it's a hard game to call. John, that's a hard game to call right there.
Yeah.
You know, because you San Fran played bully ball. I don't know if the Cards certainly, I don't know if they can't play bully ball like that. Yeah. But Kyler Murray can be a damaging weapon running the football if you let them get loose and get around. But I do have the Rams winning that football game. I just don't see Well, I don't see. I'm worried about Matthew Stafford too.
You know neither what I mean? Team has been really sharp lately. That's why either team can go either way.
And that's why and Matthew Stafford ain't been sharp. He's been turning that ball.
And over. Kyler Murray hadn't been healthy most of December. Yeah. You know,
right. But this game though, this game here, man, is still going to be about these quarterbacks. We talk about all one. Matthew Stafford came for this reason right here. And we haven't seen anything because all these games have been big games. Matthew Stafford been throwing late interceptions in these big games. The same thing that we say, he has to try to do it in Detroit because he has to try to bring them back. He's not bringing nobody back now. You right here. Sometimes you're having a lead and you let teams get back with these interceptions. Now you got to clean that up. And I don't know if he can clean it all up. You know, it's just sometimes you get me to call. When he went down the field the last game, and I in a game trying to get that ball to Odell Beckham, that ball was short.
Way short.
The interception he threw a couple weeks before that trying to get Odell Beckham, that ball was short. Those balls are short. And I don't know, and here's my issue, I don't know that Matthew Stafford thinks he still has the same arm. Because remember, he was the strong arm, first pick of the draft out of Dallas. I heard it all my life, right at the Highland Park High School, strong arm. So that's been your greatest asset, and now you don't have that. You don't have that. I saw one time he was coming off the field, and Sean McVay said the underneath was wide open when he threw that interception.
Yeah,
you heard the coach tell him the underneath was wide open. But I'm big Matthew Stafford with this big cannon of an arm. That's what he's been hearing all his life. I can get it there. And those balls are short. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm worried on. That's why it's hard to call that game. But I'll call it because I believe Sean McVay got a little something over Cliff Kingsbury. He just knows how to beat old Cliff Kingsbury. And you'll notice that these coaches fall into these little ruts where each coach may have a little something over them, you know, because like Kyle Shanahan has a little sub over Sean McVay now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know they all started together and it worked. So, but it's almost like we not spent too much time talking. I know how you think, and he always knows how to beat them. And I hope his lack of knowledge for Dallas hinders him some. But he's just such a sharp coach. I just love Kyle Shanahan, man. Monday night, I'm still taking the Rams. I just think they got too much talent, and somehow they'll win that game. But as I said to everybody, anybody can really come out on top this go round. And that's really what makes this such an interesting watch.
It's really been the story of this season, this last whole season, month and a half stretch.
The whole season. And it's kind of funny when I think about it, though, because maybe we need that. We need to feel that everybody can win. Coming off of all that we've been coming off here as a country, the NFL is incredible. It has produced something that I think we all need. We all need to feel like we can win. Now we can all watch how this really plays out. The 2021 NFL playoffs start now.
Thanks for downloading the MIP. Check out new episodes of the Michael Irvin Podcast every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy?
bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.